Right, I'm at Bankside after 2 days of filming with Mr. Rick Gardner. How do you think the recording's gone, Rick?
Very well.
Yeah, you're happy.
Yeah, we had a good couple of days there. The weather was just on our side sufficiently. Very hot, yeah. But we missed the worst of the rain and we got an awful lot of work done.
Awful lot of work done,
some
yeah.
Some night shots, which we weren't really expecting. No. You know, we sort of did a bit of an experiment with yourself with.
Yeah.
And a lot of promise there. And we got a lot of the shots, but next time we'll probably get them complete.
Yeah, I mean, things like that, what we were trying to do, it takes time to get it right. You can't just, I suppose, expect to get it going in one off. But,
yeah.
You know, we know now what our limitations are, so maybe next time,
that's it.
Come down next week or whatever, and get it done properly. So
we'd rather dump that one on you, and you sportingly had a go.
We might have a carp on here. We're right next to a carp rod that's in the water at the moment. So tell people, if you don't mind, your lifestyle, as in what you do throughout the year, for people that might be interested, because I always am. Tell people what you do. You don't spend the whole time in the UK, do you?
Not the whole year in the UK at the moment. For the last 5 or 6 years, I've been going out to Cabo San Lucas in Mexico in the winter, where I've got myself a small boat, and I tend to go out for 5 months over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
And fish for marlin and tuna and wahoo and dorado and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of semi-retired.
Yeah.
And that's my excuse.
Yeah.
But I go out there to test fishing tackle, fishing lines out.
Right.
Which is a very...
I believe you.
Yeah. We have to do it very thoroughly.
Yeah.
Over a number of months. Yeah. It can't be done in England because of the heat.
No, yeah, the lack of heat.
The lack of heat, that's right. They had to be tested in the conditions they're going to be used in.
Yeah.
So we go there to do it, and it seems to be working.
Yeah. Oh, it's been boiling hot today, and everybody else has been shorts and t-shirt, and Rick has been complaining it's been freezing cold, and he's been in a jumper and a jacket. So he struggles to acclimatise, don't you, to the English weather when you come back.
I very much do nowadays, yeah. Yeah, and I think you might have said it was boiling hot, but as far as I was concerned, the frost didn't burn off till about 10 o'clock this morning.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap it up now. But it's been great working with you again the last couple of days.
As always, it's been fabulous working with you, and I look forward to seeing the results when you've managed to get them in your magic studio. And
that's right.
And we'll see you in about a week or two's time.
Yeah. That's gardenertackle.co.uk for anybody who's listening who wants to check out Rick's company and his website. And some of the videos I've already done on there. But yeah, as you said, next couple of weeks, hopefully we should be working on the next lot of product videos and rig videos and demonstrational videos and everything else we've been working on the last couple of days. So yeah, it should be good.
It's been good. The thing we've really enjoyed about working with yourself is you're up for anything. You know, you're up for trying new things, and you've got your, you know, bunch of suggestions always come with yourself. And if we want anything, if we want to try anything silly, which really that light shot was about, pretty ambitious, you're all game for it. And I think we've got an idea of what we'll try next time, and you'll probably come up with something as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's terrific for us if we want to try and stay a little bit ahead of the game. And, you know, we're very aware of what our website does for the business nowadays. So it's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.